This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Random. How's it going, everybody?
Hola.
Doing good, Chris. How are you, man?
Outstanding. Fighting through the traffic on the 5 heading home from work.
What part of 5 are you on? We're downtown, and it's actually flowing somewhat decently.
I'm up north by Marysville.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know that one. I probably said in traffic.
It sucks.
Yeah.
I do know that much.
Traffic by
I know. Man, sorry. Yes. I know.
Okay, let's go with this one. What did you learn about a significant other that you didn't really want to know? You might have found out later on.
Or bank robber, serial killer.
Maybe during the time, but it's like, that's not good.
Well, my now ex-wife, I found out her sister married her first cousin and had kids with him.
Wow.
Did you ever meet the niece and nephew?
So my wife's sister married her first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And they had kids together now.
You realize that makes you the uncle?
Yeah, it's weird.
So,
are the kids normal? I mean, is there any obvious signs that they were first cousins?
No. I mean, I've never seen them. I've never met them. I've seen pictures of them, and they look, all right.
All right.
Have eyes kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, this is the way I look at this.
I get it, but I mean, it's yeah.
Okay, look, divorce is never a good thing, obviously, but I will say this. I truly believed, and I fought this tooth and nail because I get hard-headed on stuff, and I just want to put up my point out, right?
Right.
Okay, so I've been married a couple times. Now, my first marriage, my wife's sister had children. Mm-hmm. Now, I was always Uncle Miles.
Sure.
And I'm still Uncle Miles. It doesn't go away.
Right.
Because you get divorced, if you're an uncle to a niece or nephew, you will always be Uncle Blank or Aunt whatever.
When's the last time you saw them?
Well, I haven't, but
well, I mean, if they're little,
I mean, like online, like, you know, when I was on social media, I get like my niece Allie would reach out. Hey, Uncle Miles, how are you?
Yeah.
I was like, that's cool, man. Like, she's in college now, whatever the deal is. That was a nice thing. But I don't feel like a divorce makes you not an uncle or an aunt anymore. Like, if they called up and said, hey, we're in Seattle, you want to go get a beer? I'd be like, absolutely.
Love sure, but you're not in contact with them is the problem.
Right. No,
you're
but right. you never really are in the moment anyway. I mean, your brother probably is more so with your son and daughter, but...
Well, they call his ass, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, you know...
When they need something.
I don't feel like you lose that status. I feel like, you know...
Are you sure?
Once you're in,
but you're not related to them.
No. I'm their uncle.
I mean, if my brother got a divorce, like, I don't think I'd have any relation to her family anymore.
Right.
I mean, I'd still know them and talk to them.
Right.
But, like, my niece and nephew, it's because it's blood relation.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah, I'm saying, think you're out, man.
I don't know,
I know,
man.
I'm saying,
I mean, look, they can still like you and stuff.
Right.
Like, for instance, and I'm so happy I'm out here, but, like, my sister-in-law, right? Her sister was married to this guy forever.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what happened. He is not around anymore. They don't seem to like him. I have tried to reach out to him many occasions and been like, hey, look, I live in Seattle. It doesn't involve
me. I don't
care,
right?
I kind of miss talking to you because I really like you.
Yeah.
But, like, yes. I think he's so afraid because the family's outcast him.
So he can't even reach out to you.
Like, right, me and there's a couple other people in my circle. Like, my brother obviously had to be like, I got to cut off contact because basically I think he kind of just left one day and married somebody else.
Okay.
I'm like, dude, I don't give a crap.
Right. Yes.
We could still hang out. I won't tell them.
You have secret ex-family members that you're still in contact with just because of that. You like them.
Sure.
But I still think with a niece or a nephew.
I don't think you're right.
Because you've done all these things with them. You've been to their birthday parties. You've taken them places.
When is the last time you talked to them?
Years.
Right. I mean, it's done.
Years. Yeah. Years. I mean, again, as a little kid, I could see it because they don't fathom it. But as they get older, if they choose to reach out to you, cool.
Right.
But I'm with Thrill. Like, you're not the uncle anymore.
I mean, if they divorce when you're 17, you go like, right, I'm still in the picture, you know. But if they were young, because they ended up, you know, or whatever the case might be. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what is the weirdest thing you found out about somebody else that you've been out with or whatever that you were just like, wow, that's... That's crazy.
For me?
Anybody. I mean, just like,
I would say a girl I was dating her at the time. The photo of her ex-husband shook me to the core.
Because he was huge?
Massive. And it wasn't just that he was in, like, the Marine Corps. He was in recon, which is like their...
Oh, right.
You know, I'm just like...
Ex-boyfriend or husband?
I think it was ex-boyfriend.
Okay, maybe that's not as bad.
I might have misspoke. I said ex-husband. So I was just like, I really hope we don't run into this guy.
was he a local guy?
Luckily, not at the time, but I mean, it was just a big deal. If that guy had said, I'm going to beat you up, I probably would have been like, okay. Right. But like, I'm not going to fight you.
But
like,
don't you feel better about that guy than like maybe a gang member? Someone who doesn't really have a set of rules. I'm not saying that people don't break rules all the time from all walks of life.
But it's not about the rules, it's about the mentality, right? So,
correct.
Look, murder happens every day. Not everyone's in a gang.
Like, I know.
For whatever reason,
I know that.
They snap, they kill you, and God knows, when you are effing someone's ex, emotions get weird.
Right.
You know?
There's a bunch of people out there you don't want to deal with. Tow truck drivers are one. Roofers are another. I mean, there's just basic jobs where, you know, like, a mover, he's going to kill you. He can kick your ass.
Sure.
I mean, he's just physically able to do it. But what you're saying is that's like trained on a level of just being, you know, being able to do the job that you're supposed to do. And that's
quickly.
There's a reason we don't know what those jobs are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Right. And like Thrill's right. Like people, when you're talking about people's exes and stuff, you get emotion. Like stuff goes out the window.
Right. You
like,
don't know.
He could have been a super nice guy. Maybe I would have met him and he would have been like,
okay,
cool.
Sure yourself.
Whatever. But she had not mentioned it much. And I kind of just stumbled on something. I was like, what is this? That's my ex. That. So like, the impression she gave me is it didn't end on great terms.
Okay.
I don't think he was happy the relationship was over.
Oh, then you don't want to be that guy.
Correct.
Yes. Now, what if you were dating someone right now, hypothetically, and you found out that tomorrow that their ex-fiance, boyfriend, or whatever, would be released from federal prison? Now, how long have they been in there? 6 years. How would you feel about that?
What's he in for?
She doesn't want to tell you.
Then I'm nervous. If you don't want to tell me, then it's real, real bad, right? You could rob a bank on some level.
Well,
you're a hero.
You're also looking at the time in there. 6 years.
Sure.
Well, what could that have been?
That could have been manslaughter. You could be getting out on good behavior.
Could have been a lot of things.
Right. If it's like a manslaughter charge on my last ex, then I'm scared.
Right.
If it's like,
he didn't mean to kill him.
He was selling drugs. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
But if it's just like, you know, assault one, assault two.
If it's pure violence, I'm like, uh-oh. You know, if it's something silly, like rob a bank, selling drugs, you know, shoplifting, I'm like, all
right,
cool.
Man. And there's key terms, right? Why'd you guys break up? He had a short temper. Not making me feel better.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Yeah. He was troubled, you know, mentally. Yeah. A lot of the times he'd flare off and flare off the handle.
His mind never recovered from the war. Don't feel better.
Right.
I'm trying to think here. What is the one?
I'm going through my Rolodex, man. I just...
Well,
nothing really.
Just, well, back to what you were saying. One person in particular, the size of this individual.
Yeah.
Which was he, and also he was not aware that I was going out with his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
So if he found out and he knew it was me, because I kind of knew him, then that probably would be bad. Like he would have beat my ass. I know for a fact.
Because he knew you or because he was just that kind of guy?
I just never knew him not to be that type of guy.
Okay.
With whoever it was. It was like he was the guy that was going to kick everyone's ass. He was an old bouncer. He played football at a different university, which I won't even bring up. But he was
just in case.
He was an offensive tackle. Also might have been going to the Naval Academy at the time.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, yeah.
And this guy was just, I mean, he was a large dude with a very short temper from what I remember. So,
all right.
But, you know, I don't think he ever found out about that one. Also, she never told me that she was still kind of going out with him.
Okay, well, there's a big difference right there. So, like, if it's done, I'm just like, then he's got problems. If you're still kind of dating him, like, do not rope me into this.
Okay, so here's what happened. I ended up, typically, we played most of the games in my stadium. I was the right. home team. So one night, you know, bars closed down. We just happened to be closer to her apartment. So, all right, I'll play an away game.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she was prepared for that, but that's what she wanted to do. So we walk into her place, and there's like a picture of him in like full garb, you know, like in the living room, hanging up, right? And then we get into the bedroom, and there are a couple more pictures. Now, this is not normal behavior red for people who are no longer together anymore. I'm sorry.
No.
That's the first thing. You might put it in a drawer. You're just going to get it. You might throw it away, depending on how things ended. But it's not going to be in a direct line of sight from the moment you walk in. Bam, bam, two, three, four, five right. pictures. So, like, when I walked in, I was like, oh, good God. And there was, like, one picture. Okay, like, if you're in a military uniform, you look like a stud.
Yeah.
But when you're in a tank top on the beach in Bahamas and I can see what you got.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, Jesus, man. Like this guy.
And she had five or six pictures up.
Yes.
Did you still close the deal at her place?
Yes. Well, also, you got to remember where I went.
He makes me nervous, he said, while having sex with her.
Okay. I also lived in what I considered a surprise area. So in other words, like, look. You got a girlfriend and you're that age and you can't afford an airline ticket. Maybe you drive to San Francisco just to surprise him once, twice. When you're 3.5 hours away from this person, it's pretty easy to get in your
Anytime.
Car and get there. Like, just thought I'd come in for the weekend.
Right.
So like, I always had that kind of thing in the back of my head. Like, oh man, if he's not busy, he could just come up here.
Walk in on this.
Right. And then I'm a dead man. So That was a scare.
How long did you date this chick?
Man, that maybe once or twice more. Once I did realize that they were still kind of together, it was just one of those things where...
Is it because of your moral compass or because you were like, this guy's going to kill me?
Both.
So this guy was going to kill me?
Both. I did not know. I mean, you would think that would be brought up. Like, okay.
If I have pictures of them around my place, yeah.
It just seems like something a dude would do. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I do have a girlfriend back home, but here I am in college. You know. It was kind of one of those things. So I was like, well, I mean, that's not really your hometown. But
sure.
Close enough. I mean, when you see, like, I worked in Annapolis. I did not at that time, but I eventually did. So when I'm looking at these pictures, like, I know where all that stuff is now.
Yeah, all the Naval Academy stuff.
Because once I graduated, that's where I ended up. So, like, anyway, when you see these guys in uniform, that was what it brought back to me.
Right, right.
I was just like, look. I was even thinking then, I could still run into this guy after I graduated. Because that was one of the first jobs I had was in Annapolis when I graduated. I'm like, he still might be in school. I don't know if he was younger than her, older than her. Doesn't right. matter. I mean, he's not going to be able to ID me.
I think one of the favorite things you told me was, and it wasn't you, but a buddy of yours had been to, what is it, Holland, wherever it is, the red light district.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And so this guy, yeah, sex with a red light district prostitute, right? No big deal. Whatever. However many years had passed, but then... He's sitting with his current girlfriend watching the news or whatever.
It was like Dateline.
But they did like a documentary about the red light district in Amsterdam. And I guess the chick that he had sex with, they are now interviewing on screen. But obviously he can't say to his girlfriend like, hey, baby, I know her.
I know Darla.
So like, yeah, he's texting Miles like, dude, turn on
Dateline right now. And she's been on there for 15 minutes. And I'm texting back like, which one? Can't talk. I'm like, no, but which one?
Come on, man.
Because they're interviewing like four
He's
different
sitting
girls.
On the sofa with his
Oh, yeah, texting me. Like, dude, turn it on. I'm like, it's on, man. Which one? Can't talk now.
Can't tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'll tell you tomorrow. So he told me the next day, I couldn't remember which one it was. I was like, oh, those three girls that look like that. He's like, you know, the one that had kind of that weird accent. I was like, they all had weird accents. The reason we asked, what did you learn about a significant other that you didn't need to know? This is one of those...
like Dear Abby or Dear Abby Prudence.
Things. Yeah, Dear How
Prudence.
To...
Prudence. Why would you ask a woman named Prudence for advice?
Dear How to Do It is what it says.
Dear How to Do It.
It says, I have been with my girlfriend Sandra for 6 months. We met not long after I moved to a very small town, and it's the town where I now live. Now, the thing is, the people around town have been all too eager to tell me about how Sandra liked to get around a lot, especially in her teens. Now, Jesus. I could not care less about this, people have sex, and have been since the beginning of time. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's these people that have the problem, not her. Sandra has been extraordinarily relieved that her past activities don't matter to me, but I guess in the small town, when you've been with that many people, it does.
Yeah, but how many times has someone said blank, and you're like, shouldn't do that to me?
I have requested a transfer for my job so we can get out of this podunk asshole ASAP. Do you have any advice for dealing with the rude quips from the local yokels until then?
I've never. And look, man, I will say a lot of
things. The advice, by the way, let them talk. Who cares? It's your girlfriend. If you guys get along, so what?
But I mean, like, we're in Baltimore, so, you know, you get around, there's different chicks, but I can't imagine saying, oh, hey, man, you're dating so-and-so, I plowed her, so did half of my buddies over here. It doesn't cross your mind to say, you might know that, you might even think that, but I'm not going to straddle up to you at the bar and be like, oh, you're dating Sheila?
There was a girl in Baltimore, right? Like, I lived with all those guys at Hopkins. Obviously, there's certain nicknames.
Sure.
We all still hang out with that girl. Nobody would dare bring up that nickname in front of her boyfriend or now husband.
Right. Yeah. That's all.
What's wrong with people having fun? Have you seen Best in Show yet?
No.
The mockumentary.
No.
Eugene Levy plays this role where he's got two left feet in this particular role, and he's going to the competition, right?
All right.
But every single person they run into has had sex with his wife at some point in time.
Everyone.
Correct.
Everyone.
And they're so happy to see her. Like, oh my God, it's you.
Oh, the
I've wondered what happened to you. Yeah. Like, do you remember that time when we did the cha-cha? And she's like laughing and everything. And then they go to someplace else. Every single location they go to, she has been with someone and they bump into them.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest characters ever. It really is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.